David, you touched a little bit about what is your opinion on vaccines, and is vaccination part of the depopulation question?
Well, you see, when people talk about depopulation, they can get the idea that one day billions of people are going to drop dead. Well, that's not the way it happens. It's cumulative. And when you think of the minute by minute assault on the human body that today's society inflicts, it's shocking that anyone's still alive. Wherever you go, there is toxicity. There is the human generated, technologically generated radiation in the atmosphere that's around us all the time, has increased by millions of times in the last few decades, back to the 50s, etc. You've got toxic food, you've got genetically modified food, which is genetically modifying humans, and genetically modified food by its very nature and growing practices involves insane amounts of herbicide, pesticide, toxins to allow it to grow at all. Then you have this vaccination regime, which involves a merciless attack on a still developing immune system in the smallest of children from the earliest of ages. And this tidal wave of vaccine toxicity that is imposed upon children through the first 2 years of life on a scale that's ever increasing and is shocking in its stupidity. And more vaccines are being introduced for young people later on and older people later on, like flu vaccines. And these are poisons. They are devastating the immune systems of children to the point where very quickly in their lives, their immune system will never be what it could be again, because it's been assaulted in an extraordinary way while it's still forming. Now, of course, the immune system is what protects us and keeps us alive. Without the immune system, no one will be alive. And the more that you can weaken that, the more that people are going to fall for things they wouldn't normally have fallen for, including cancer, of course, which is we're protected from by the immune system. But there's another point to this. Whenever you see something that the state wishes to impose without choice, you know it is part of this agenda. So what we're seeing now all around the world, particularly in America, Australia, is the introduction of laws that either impose by force, that's the idea in the end, vaccinations on children, or have penalties for not doing so. So in America, you can't go to school. In Australia, they've just introduced laws that say you will not get state benefits if you don't have your children vaccinated with all the vaccines the government recommends. Well, the government doesn't recommend them, except by middleman, middlewoman, in a middleman, middlewoman way. They're recommended by the pharmaceutical industry, which of course has the best interests of humanity at heart. And so for them to wish to impose them through mandatory means puts vaccines very high on the list of must-haves for this control agenda. And it is, without question, part of the depopulation program and the mutation of the human form program, because this is another constant. Genetically modified food is mutating human DNA genetics. Vaccines are, and so on and so forth. There is a big, big program to change the nature of the human form. And it's happening cumulatively all the time, and it connects into what's called transhumanism eventually. It's vital for people to realize, if they're going to see the picture, is that we are looking at a picture. We're not looking at pixels, we're looking at a picture. We appear to be looking at pixels, but we're looking at a picture. So vaccines connect with GMO, connect with Agenda 21, connect with Agenda 2030, connect with the global warming hoax, connect with the austerity programs, connect with the accumulation of the wealth of the world in the hands of the 1% or less than 1%. These things are all connected, as is the campaign of death and destruction in the Middle East. And that's another interesting point. On the same theme, it's very well documented that the countries that have since been picked off, like Libya, Iraq, Syria, etc., were listed many, many years ago, before 9/11. In fact, well before 9/11, the truth be told, but certainly a year before 9/11. And those countries have been picked off one after the other, with different excuses given to attack or undermine the countries on the list. So just as you can see, if you go deep enough, the reason why they're lying about global warming caused by humans, it's the same reason that Tony Blair and George Bush lied about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. There is an agenda. The agenda is to use global warming to introduce Agenda 21, 2030. And the agenda was to lie about the reasons for invasion, i.e. Iraq, to pick off countries on the list. This is why wherever you look, you see lies and falsehood. It can't tell the truth, because there'd be a revolution in the morning. Oh, there might be. They have to lie, and the reason they lie is that they are scamming the public into accepting this journey through the script, through the agenda, and that's what we're seeing now. And it's all connected, all of it. You will. I doubt you'll be able to throw anything at me in this interview that I can't put in that tapestry, because it's all connected.